we don't just IPA
and we're on. Yes, and we're on. Yeah, right. And we're on. So anyway, what were you saying about?
I believe there is a heaven and hell. However, I think hell is right here on earth. Now, like I said, a lot of niggas ain't got no problem. Oh shit, I die, I get to go back to earth. I was a big time drug dealer, that motherfucker. See you later, niggas.
I don't believe that. Alright, so I say it like this. I don't believe in the good book.
Alright, what do you believe in?
Why? No. I don't believe in anything but a high. There is a higher power. Because it's just, you can't explain this. You can't explain this. I don't believe in a book that was wrote by a man. Because there was a book that was wrote by a man to empower slaves. Obey your master, God said it.
Well, it's different aspects, but you're right, but different aspects.
So it's just hard. It's hard.
I'm gonna elaborate on that. So when you say obey your master, yes, it's a part that did say that, but it's more that comes behind it. It said that a master should not mistreat their slave. We all know they mistreat us.
Let
me finish my point. I'm gonna finish the point real quick. Like, for example, we all know that if one of us was a millionaire, let's say you was a millionaire, you're going to have some people that work for you. But the Bible said don't mistreat them. So even if they are your slaves or whatever you want to call them, or I should say your servant, if they're a servant, you're still going to treat them properly.
So if
you're going to pay them $10 an hour, treat them with $10. But don't look down on them. Don't kick them down. Don't criticize them because you're better than them. The Bible said that. The Bible said don't treat your servant less than you.
Club, I said.
But it's some people that's gonna be our servant. Just like you, the boss right now, you're gonna have servants. You're gonna have people that work for you. But does that give you the right to abuse that power? No, it means that's what I'm saying. So the Bible says don't abuse your power. But it do say they're servants, which technically, if you got Puff Daddy right now, you got mad servants. You ain't gonna call them that. But they are servants because people that work for them.
I mean, if you look at it at the aspects, that's how you. That's
how his umbrella fall and shit when it rained.
No, I don't take away from anybody that believes in whatever they believe in, because that's your belief. But there is certain shit that go on in my brain that you just, there's no answer for. So how am I supposed to believe in something that there's not an answer for?
And you're 100% right. But that's why me as a person, I study it. I have answers, and that's why I would never speak for nobody else. I'll never judge nobody else. But my answer is that because I've been in a situation where I should have been dead, I should have been in jail, and God came out of nowhere. Like, a lot of time, like, for example, the wind outside blow. Could we see the wind? Could we see it? That's how God worked. If we have a toothache right now, could we see it? That's how God is. We never see him, but we can feel it. So here goes that court. I've been in a situation where I remember for 3 months I couldn't pay my rent. And God tell me, don't worry, I got you. My landlord ended up got rid of me, kicked me out. I end up moving into a spot where I'm paying more money and I'm still there to this day. Think about it. I was struggling in a spot where it was less money, but struggling. But now I'm in a spot where I'm paying more money and I'm good. That's God. I've been in this spot, like how y'all talking about mice and rats? Courtney saw where I live. You remember where I live on MLK? Let me tell you something, real talk. I'm not there no more, so I could confess to y'all. I had times when niggas jump out the ceiling. Little mice jump out the ceiling while I'm in the bed sleeping. Not one, like five of them niggas jump out. That's what I'm saying. That's the situation I was living in. Niggas, look, Lonnie's a leak upstairs. So the what you call that thing for the roof? The soft shit.
Insulation.
So she came down my room. All them little niggas was running around up there. So every night I'm trying to sleep, you hear, all of a sudden niggas start jumping out the ceiling. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, fuck that shit. Then niggas are running.
Fuck that shit and went back to sleep.
Because Kara, here you go, Kara. Now I'm Kara. Nah, Kara, here it goes. It got to a point where niggas were running around my bed. Like, I'm in my bed and niggas running around. You can hear them niggas playing tag.
Oh, you gonna mute the TV?
Oh, you gonna mute it?
Huh? You mute the TV?
My point I'm trying to say, Kiara, is that shit on the inside made me who I am today. Made me a tougher human being. Because at that moment, I was scared as hell. But at the same time, it made me who I am today because not too many people could survive shit.
Nope.
Like, for example, the building where I was living at was so old. It was so old that we have no heat. We had no heat, and the damn temperature in the room was like 35 degrees. So imagine you guys sleeping in a room that's 35 degrees. Because I have my little heater, and I did that shit for years. One of my mans came to me and was like, yo, man, almost got hit by a train tonight, and, you know, his finger's hurting. And I look at him and I said, look, man, do you know I was in this spot right here for 3 months without no light bill? And it was winter, and I'm still going to work with a smile on my face. Because what I did at that time, I dry cleaned my clothes. So I went to dry clean, so I'm still going to work looking fresh. But when I go home, I'm sleeping in a cold ass room, like,
that's cigar L.
You know what I'm saying? So my point with the whole thing, that's one of the reasons why I believe in God, because he took me through so much situation where I know it is a God. Now, I'm not going to knock you for your belief. That's why I tell people I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. Because Courtney say he don't believe in the good book, which is his rights. But here it goes now. When I read the whole book, because sometimes people take parts of the book. Like a slave master, he could take part of the books and use it against us. And that's why the Bible also tells us, be careful of them. Because there's wolf in sheep clothing. The Bible said it. But if you don't read the whole thing, you only see part of it. And we all know, it's almost like, Alani, I'll give you a good example. It's almost like right now, Alani, you see a picture or a little part of the video where a cop shoot a black man. Everybody's like, oh my God, look, they're killing us. But do you know the whole story? We see a part of it, and we just judge.
Okay, but all right. So I get what you're saying, but at the same token, from my understanding of his point of view, the book is created by man. Okay, so we know man, all right? Man, at the end of the day, there's men, or let's just say human, their nature is to either make yourself feel better or to do something with a purpose of gaining, right?
Control
and dominate at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So man write a book. It was very easy to manipulate people back in that era. Very easy to manipulate, and history proves itself. Back then, they used to believe in witches. I mean, the BC era, it was a man who said, "Oh, I spoke to, you know, Jesus Christ or God, and I parted the sea with a stick that turned into a snake, a rod that turned into a snake later on. Noah created the ark." Okay, now that's the BC era. Now we get into the era with all the cavemen and stuff. They believed in fire gods. The Native Americans believed in fire god, the rain god, and all this other stuff. It's very easy to manipulate individuals. So we don't know if man who created that book to be a manipulative individual, or if he really had that experience with God.
You hear that? So pause on that real quick. That don't bring you to right now. Just the word manipulation. Let's just stick on that subject right there. It's the whole manipulation. Whether it's BC or if it's like 2018 right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely right.
Because it was movies made. You know what I mean? You talk about the witches. That's very important. Like, they was killing motherfuckers. All she had to say was that you was a witch and you was dead.
And you was dead.
Hung. You was hung.
Hung.
Burnt.
Killed. Burnt.
In front of everybody.
You know what I mean?
Listen, you practice that witchcraft, your ass getting hung.
But think about it. After that era, the witches and everything, if a white woman or a white man pointed you out as a black man or woman and said you committed a crime, you were hung.
Oh, you know, yeah. Funny, you just moving on up
in front
to
of everybody.
And then they'll go to church.
They'll go to church
on Sunday.
That's the timeline I'm trying to
that's
give.
That's a fast forward.
That's the timeline I'm trying to give.
I know where you at. That's
so,
why I'm even talking.
You know what I mean? So
perfectly.
The manipulation.
I'm listening as a nigga who already know.
Has been around.
So when I ain't talking, I already know.
Manipulation.
Shit to y'all right now. I'm just listening.
Don't give
us
that input.
No, but I want to, because sometimes. It's you know how hard it is when you gotta sit back on the side and have you got an opinion in your chest and that you feel it in your stomach, but you can't say it, but you know the motherfucker's saying the shit that you wanna say, and sometimes you just gotta say, shut the fuck up, nigga, just sit here and listen.
The Bible told about too. It told about listening. Listening is a very important thing.
Speak your peace.
No, listening is good.
The most important thing in the Bible, in my opinion. Now again, everybody takes what they want. You know what I mean? And they either use it to manipulate an individual or they learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing I see in the Bible is it's part of the Bible that talk about wisdom, right? Now your wisdom is using your common knowledge to decide what routes you want to go on in your life. Using your common knowledge to know when someone is trying to manipulate you or when a person is genuine. Using your common knowledge, just being a human being.
Understand knowledge and wisdom.
That's in the Bible.
Yes.
So now, taking that out of the Bible, while you're reading that book that's man-made, use your wisdom at the end of the day. What sounds right? Doesn't sound right.
There it goes.
What seems a little fishy? That's why you got the Old Testament and New Testament written by two different men. Two different men. So now, I believe a Bible is just a story of time. And you take little bits and pieces out of the stories that you can relate to in the present time, and you learn from it. You know what I mean? That's all I believe the Bible is.
But now, I'm asking you a question. Do you think these men that write the Bible were inspired by greater power? Do you think they were inspired?
Listen, they could have been. Mm-hmm. They could have been.
But look, the Bible comes from imagery in the whole present time. Because like sometimes the image of what the Bible associates with, it goes back to what you're saying, is like, alright, what's in the Bible? What was God when we grew up? As kids, what was the imagery of God?
A white
old dusty man with white hair with a gray beard. Hold up. Then son of Jesus, Jesus was his son. Jesus was white, blue-eyed, blonde hair as a kid. Now we're being educated on that. We got some nice documentaries going out here with the whole Hidden Colors. I know we watched those. I know y'all have heard of them. And stuff like going back to our whole African history right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just laying in some summary mode right now, like, because we can go into depth right now. So we just getting into that base. Like, I'm dealing with, just as of yesterday, a really darkening, like, this is dark as you, a woman with her daughter, who is, she's married to a white man, but she was asking me, was I Dominican? Or was I Spanish or anything? Dead-ass, this is 2 days ago. And she's darker than me and asking me, am I mixed? And the proudness of what I'm saying, like, you know, when I go back to this whole thing, I've never said I was American. I've never said I was American, ever in my fucking life, ever, never, 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 ever. I've always been told through my 7-year-old childhood, I was a black man. I never claimed the country because my father criticized the country because of what he saw. He criticized it. He gave me some inputs of like, yeah, I might be from St. Kitts somewhere down the line. And like, I was born here. So I've never said that. But when it's people who's darker than me who ask me if I'm from another country, but I had to understand that from a circumstance. And I say a circumstance, a situation where it was two Dominican guys. One was dark as you, my brother, and this one is light as you. Matter of fact, his light is slicking his hair back. Mm-hmm. The slick hair back said something that was so crazy in front of the two guys that was born in America from mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, maybe grandma, great-grandma, grandpa from the islands, or they might have came in somewhere down in the 1840s, 1850s.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me that. So when he said, when the Dominican two countrymen, I'm going to say it five times, the two countrymen, because I know the environment of how you rep your country, no matter how fucking light or how fucking dark you are, you've repped your country to the fullest. The lighter Dominican said, you're black. When the black man heard that, he didn't even understand that. I'ma say it again. When the lighter skinned dudes told him he was black, the black dude didn't even understand that. Alright, so that's a whole different chip on my shoulder when people come to me and tell me I look Dominican or I look Spanish. When I got motherfuckers who's from Dominicano, from the islands, who's darker than me, who ain't even representing, who won't even say that they're black, off of a reason that is bad.
That's crazy. Possible.
That's crazy.
That's deep. But I want to go back up.
Off of a reason that there's bad. Mm-hmm. So when I'm repping, and on the strength of a whole nationwide togetherness, and we trying to rep this, there's people who struggling through that, who want to come, and when the struggle is, the only way they fight through it is when they fuck with our culture, when they rapping like us, when they fucking, it's the truth, because that's a mental an individual who's struggling with who they are sometimes. And when they're able to say that, yo, I am who I am, then I'm good. But I'm dead ass. Like, that happened 2 days ago, my brother. That I'm getting called out that, like, I'm not even, so that goes into, so when I have to check somebody, say, when I have to not check somebody, I'm like, nah, I'm not Dominican. And I can't even say I'm American, because they know I'm Americana. I've always come to say I'm a black man first, because of what my parents always told me about the struggle of America. What they inputted in me, or what motherfuckers who was white, like, I'm light because I'll tell a nigga my ancestors was raped by somebody's wife.
Of course. Of course, look at my skin.
I'll say that.
I'm Jamaican, even I'm born Jamaica,
know,
but
even if I don't know the proof, even if I don't even know the proof of that, I'm gonna input that because I'm only maybe if it's true that I was fucking born through genuine love, I might be 20 to 30% of that. But I guarantee you at least 70% was like forced of that shit because I wanted to fucking be with the nice looking young black baby 18, 24, nigga.
Of course. That's the facts. That's the facts. That's the facts.
That's about Louisiana, New Orleans is what it is, the Creole.
But that's why I was gonna go back. I was born in Jamaica. I came when I was 11.
Yo, and I just came from there.
And here it goes. I know as I got older, my skin is lighter because I know there was some interaction.
Yes.
For years, we know the white men always love our culture. They love it. And that's why they do what they do, because they love the black nation overall, period. They love us. Now, here it goes. Now, I'm going to go back to what you said about the image. When you talk about the image of what we grew up seeing in our household, that's where our ignorant ancestors didn't know that the Bible said it. The Bible explained what Jesus looked like. And you know, I know you know that. It says his skin was like, the Bible said it. So if we grow up looking and we see white, well, like, hold up. The Bible does not say you look like that. So what I'm trying to say is that the Bible says a lot of things, but some of us as people, yeah, would take part.
The subject I got on was manipulation. That's where I started. The whole struggle of whole convincing somebody that what you are, what you not are. Like, that's the whole point. And that starts with the childhood. That's the, like you said, that's what
you said. Yeah. An image. I like the fact you said image, because now, for example, look at me. You see how you got a picture right there with me as a boxer? When people see that I'm a teacher, they don't believe it. So what I do this time, I post my shit when I'm in my suit and tie, and they looking like, I'm showing my little brothers in the hood that I'm from the hood. I grew up just like you, I was fighting in the hood, all that stuff. But I want to show you that as a black man, you can be positive. You can have a good job. Just like Lonnie over here, Lonnie's a state, right? State police, he's from the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm a teacher,
I love from the hood.
This brother right here, he owns his own company. We could show them that you come from the hood, and we can also, but the image that used to put out is that almost like every black man is either a basketball player, a drug dealer, and that's it.
This right here is the stepping stone of showing, like what we're saying right now, these examples, you being here, just you, that's why I'm always like, you being here, you being able to communicate with the whole diverse community that's here. Like, you play a big part here too.
Hell yeah, I'm about to do that. As a woman, I don't want to keep you out. I speak silently because that's why I know it is. Like, you know who you are. This ain't, I know you know. We all know who you are. But there's like, you being here for real, it's like the greatest thing.
I was talking to my man from the woods, Antoine, that come up here. He love your spot right here. He did, and the one thing he just said, yo, I wasn't even on the subject. He brought it up, and I'm always ready for it. But yo, I'm just happy he was black owned. Because this whole, this place ain't never been like that. It ain't never from here to Danford. This was some shit.
To jump in here, back to the bias one and it being man-made and the manipulation. In the middle of the, you know, when it comes to the Bible and everything after that. You mentioned how the Bible mentions something about slaves inside it. You got it, or servants. Treat your servants good. Again, it's up to your interpretation on what exactly that means. You get, I don't like to say you get a white man or anything like that, but it is. You get a Caucasian individual.
As your servant?
No, not as your servant.
Okay.
You get a Caucasian individual that believes in the Bible, that reads the Bible and believes everything in the Bible. But they take that portion of the Bible and justify killing, raping, using somebody as a slave. because that's the way they interpret it. From that Bible, from that same book.
No, no, but I'm gonna say this to you real quick.
So it's a joke. It's a joke to them.
No. I'm gonna say this real quick.
It's a real joke to them.
Not saying,
because they, as we said, they doing shit they don't supposed to be doing.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was gonna say back. Look.
Then you're a church. Oh, you got Aaron,
nah, but here goes. The Bible talk about good and evil.
So they. And you don't play with God. That's what we was always taught as a kid.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't play with God. And they doing it all the way throughout the
Testament. But that's why I ain't gonna lie. In Revelations,
you know what I'm saying?
In Revelations,
they
it breaks.
With God.
No, but
so,
Jimmy,
so,
Jimmy.
So now the question is, did they invent him?
No, but hold on. I gotta
did they invent him?
No, I got to say this to you. I said this. Because
they're not respecting him, so did they invent him?
No, but listen real quick. Listen real quick.
It depends. I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah. Listen real quick, Jimmy. You gotta remember now, the Bible talk about those people, the ones that will take his word and use against of someone else.
They'll go to church and they'll slaughter and they'll kill, rape and murder.
But Jimmy, Revelations. Jimmy, listen real quick. Revelations, so talk about that. No, they take advantage of the weak. I'm gonna ask you a question. Because you said weak or strong?
Okay, so religion, the word religion, justify.
No, religion is man-made.
Justify weak. Justify manipulation. Religion.
I'm gonna say this to you right
bring
here.
Bring it over here.
As I got more understanding.
Is that word to the white man fabricated?
No, but listen real quick. As I got more understanding, knowledge, and wisdom.
Are they believing that word religion?
No,
because they hanging, they killing, they slaughtering. Do they respect the same word as how we respect?
No, but that's what I'm trying to say to you. Religion is man-made. Religion has nothing to do with God. Religion was made.
It was invented.
That's what I'm trying to say. Religion.
It was invented.
Yeah, it was invented. Yeah. So I agree with you on that. Religion was meant to take advantage of us, especially the weak. If you don't have understand knowledge and wisdom, it will take advantage of you. That's why I told you, I'm a spiritual person, but I'm not religious. I don't mess with religion. But when somebody comes to me and asks me if I believe in God, I do believe in God. I do believe in the high power.
It's all invented. Yeah, just like the picture. How do you know that man white?
Oh, that's a good question.
You believe in McDonald's? You believe in Burger King?
They invent everything.
You believe in
hold on.
You believe in.
Hold on. One second. Let's say. We'll come back to that. Go ahead.
How come there's so many different gods?
Now, like I said.
Because.
Hold up. That goes right back. That goes right back to what I was saying.
Because
that
every place is open to each
and everybody's own mindset. So
every place
the
that
Chinese
white man
might say, oh, well, his name ain't God, or his name wasn't Jesus. His name was Buddha.
His name was Allah.
Mm-hmm. Or his name was Jehovah. Or whatever the case may be.
Yahweh.
You know what I mean? So we can't just say the Bible because you got the Quran. You got whatever the hell the Buddhist,
the Torah.
There's all these different man-created, I want to say blueprints on life. Blueprints.
Mm-hmm.
Man-created blueprints. And that's the way I look at it. Again, I believe in God, but I've seen too much evil in this world and too many negative things in this world to say that Bible was created by a higher power.
That's a good point. I know you're going to say something.
That was Toys R Us to them, that word. Now, back to why there's so many riches. That's riches. We are the riches. Riches. Meaning, there's people all over the world. Riches, symbolically. That's why there's different, all types of different religions. You know what I mean? Everybody had their, like you said.
Can you turn off the hood, the Greece, and the Pitch Code, please?
The control indigenous. Everybody had their own religion.
They control which we ate. Let me ask you this.
This is something that blows my mind. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Dr. Savy or whatever that guy's name is.
The dude that cured AIDS cancer.
You have an individual who took natural things from the earth. that can cure HIV, AIDS, cancer, diabetes, things of this nature, right? Now, there's people that believed in him, right? But then there's people that found out about him that ain't want that type of shit to be exposed. Oh!
But why the fuck you think he died?
Oh, shit!
He was fighting all the cure.
We gotta kill
this nigga. Yo, bro, that nigga, yo, he went to court and beat it.
Mm-hmm. But hold up.
Yes.
But
he went to court and beat it.
We can't allow that to be out here.
Let me finish.
I don't believe there's a truth in religion.
Yeah, but like that's what I'm trying to say. It's man-made. Religion is man-made.
I don't believe there's a truth in religion.
Where did prove that point? It's man-made.
Religion is open to your interpretation.
Yeah, it's man-made.
It's open to your interpretation. Yes, I do believe there's a heaven and there's a hell.
Yeah.
There's a business.
No, religion's a business.
Religion is a business.
But as far as his spirituality is not business.
That's what I'm saying.
But Jimmy, I'm asking a question. Do you believe in the higher power, though? Do you believe in the higher power?
The higher power exists as me and you talking, as you and I talking, as we all living, as we all make choices in our lives. That's your higher being.
Let me feel like living in the moment at this present time, right? Like 908, like we're in God's moment right now. Like right now,
everything's
a
top ball.
Like,
oh, absolutely.
Right. Of course. Like, yeah.
That's where you're at right now.
Absolutely. And he absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah. You agree.
But
this earth right here is what we're interpreting of what hell and earth is.
Yes. Now, but, like, this is something that blows my mind. In the Bible.
Not the Bible.
Listen, stop. Hold up.
Hold up, Jimmy.
Hold up.
I'm
going to the Bible.
We just said religion. Let me make my point.
In the Bible, this, everything that I'm saying reverts right back to the original statement I made. It's manipulation. In the Bible, this is how manipulative these books are in different religions. And this is how people really take out of what the book, what they want to use to manipulate somebody. In the Bible, it mentions church, right? The Bible. I haven't read any other book. It mentions church in the Bible. Do you know there's Christians today that still think going into a building is going to church?
You mean like any building?
Going into an actual building and a preacher behind a pulpit
is church. That's true.
Christians really believe that.
Yeah.
But in the Bible, it actually states that church
is in your heart.
Is in your heart.
Yes.
And it's three or more people. No matter where you are.
Two or more gathered.
You could be in a parking lot, whatever the case may be.
And that's why I'm happy you mentioned that, because right now you technically have a church. We have a church right now, we don't even know we have a church.
That's why they open up down there on the corner on Neptune.
Oh, right down there, right?
See, but if you talk like that, it's a building.
Welcome to our podcast.
That man-made nonsense.
This after hours
That's two words.
I'm the God.
That's all I'm saying. We the gods. We the gods.
The Bible talk about that though.
It's God.
Jimmy. Jimmy.
It's God.
Jimmy. Psalms 82 verse 6 said we are gods, but you spell it with a small G. So we are gods, but there is an upper God. You gotta remember that though. It's an upper God, but we are gods.
Yeah, your mother and your father and your aunt and your uncle and your grandmother and your folks before you.
So you don't believe
those are your higher gods.
To go a little,
you know what I'm saying?
To go a little,
they shape is form. How we are we able to live freely and
are we live right now?
And to sacrifice
our lives right now. To go a little off topic.
They the higher
you know
go.
How you said,
they
you know
the higher
you
go.
Said that
ain't no actual.
You come here and you, you see when you, you die, see you us go. Successful people.
You go,
live,
you go, you go
you,
because
you appreciate that. And
you go the way you go because people gonna remember you had the way you work.
Hey, yeah, what I like to do is
that's where
people can say, "Oh, Lonnie, you successful." You know, I like to see what you're doing, but. The image we put out is, yeah, we. I'm a successful person, and that's all you see is a successful behind me. But you don't see what it takes to get. See, when somebody tell me, "Oh, Lonnie, you a cop, you successful, I like that, you're a black man," don't think this shit easy, because I got it.
Yo,
I deal with racist ass people on the regular.
Of course.
That wear the same uniform that I wear.
Let me explain
that will call me boy and I have to fuck them up. Or I make a choice. I either fuck them up or...
It ain't easy being a criminal either.
Listen.
Hey, yo, that's a whole nother podcast, bro. That's a whole nother podcast.
Nothing's easy for a black male or female. Going on in the mountain.
Nothing's easy.
If a black male or female come to me and they say what I got, it was easy to get there, I smack the shit out of them.
Yo, I got something to say. So, and that ain't even on that topic. No.
Y'all gonna board.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna board. But there's one thing I hate. I hate labels. But this is one label that I hate. Because I feel like it separates you from everything else. I hate to just be a black-owned business. Don't call me a black-owned business. I'm a business. Why the fuck do I have to be black?
You wanna know why? I hate because I'm black. No, he's not because you're black. Because it's the facts and
you know how easy it is,
100%
to judge a black owned business. Yeah. It's worse for people
because you gotta at least have the whole halfway in your fucking heart or your mind in the corner, in the back corner, to at least know your fucking 300-400 years.
No, I get that. But I don't, why do we gotta be putting categories?
And you're 100% right. I agree with you.
You get it?
Of course, I hear that.
You get it?
All my life I've been through categories. Look at my skin color.
You know what that means?
You know how hard it was to be Jamaican?
No, no, no. You know what that means to me? But listen, on some real shit, do you know what that means to me?
Like, oh, you're Jamaican, where's the dreads?
When I feel like that, I feel like you belittle me. To the next man, or the white man, the Asian man, the Arab man, because I'm a black owned business. You don't call an Arab business an Arab business. That's just a fucking business. No, you don't.
That was because they used to order Chinese store.
Why the fuck I ain't called the black store then?
If they was pink,
why I gotta be the black owned business?
Pink, it would be a pink owned store. Because they pink. Thinking about that.
Yeah, you here.
You here already. So there ain't nothing. That's it.
I'm black and I own it. But at the end of the day, I'm a fucking business.
I'm
a business. It don't matter what skin color I am. I'm better than these fucking Chinese or anybody else
that don't even
wear gloves, keep their fucking workplace.
Why you say Chinese?
I'm just saying, period.
What would you call the Chinese?
No, I only use that because my brothers are using that. You just said, listen, I use that because you said, why did I call him Chinese? Yes, I'm a black-owned business. So I'm going, I am scooping to your level of what you categorize business in. You categorize in Chinese.
See, you want to make this a nice big kumbaya. So, human.
So when you get on the phone and start looking through there, you be like, yo, hold on.
And they made it to a point that we got to talk like that. Like, we can't say it ain't a black business. What is wrong with saying that? Hold up. No, on some real life shit.
yeah, we want to kumbaya with it, and we want to be able to be like, I'm just a businessman who's trying to make way for my family, and I'm not just categorizing just being a black business. You're right. You're absolutely right, because you're better than them Chinese. But that's what Jimmy trying to say. When you start saying I'm better than the Chinese, man, you ain't saying, you got to at least say your first word got to say I'm better than all these niggas out
there. I am.
So when you start categorizing better than a certain group, we can at least say that as a black man, we are but on
I
the don't, level.
I only said Chinese because I was only scooping to the level that he said.
When you
go to
the store, when you go get some Chinese food, you be like, hey, babe, you want some Chinese food? You don't say, oh, Chinese American food.
All right, but wait, time out. All right, but at the end of the day,
hold on, let's go to this.
No,
but that's
no. See,
but you don't call me.
See, yo, yeah, it's cool to be like, yo, I got a black owned business, because these motherfuckers told us no. They told us no for 400 years, and we gonna tell them in this short little stand. We gotta be like,
just with them.
No, I get that. No.
I'm brown owned. All right,
yo.
Brown skin, Jamaican.
They culture like it's the most important thing on earth. See,
right?
And we don't make it like that because they've always told us we ain't shit.
I get it.
You know what's crazy? From A to Z, resources. They never knew how to live.
My whole thing is, I feel like when they went and invaded and took and killed.
They learned.
Would you feel
they learned. They learned. All right, religion's gonna be this our toy.
No,
to be able to control.
No,
I make fucking quesadillas.
Like Lonnie said, why we gotta go to
him? I gotta ask you a question though.
I make quesadillas. At the end of the day,
listen, that's how strong of a person you are. To make it,
that
we don't know how we got here.
I think y'all take it out of context when I mean I hate when people care. It's just a category. We gonna make you go. It has to be a god.
And you here because you made it.
Who was the first person?
Hold up, Jimmy.
Let's get back on top.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead. The way I see heaven and hell is like, right now we deal with problems that some people can't handle, so it makes it rough. That's like, ah, shit. You know what I'm saying? When you die, there's no problems, no bills, there's nothing. You're living. You understand? There's nothing after that.
It's living when you're dead.
You're not physically living, but you don't have no worries whatsoever. Nothing exists anymore. When you here, you have to worry about stress.
So basically,
you have to worry about that. That's how I see it.
I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna interject.
There's not. Heaven is when you're gone.
I'm gonna interject. I'm gonna interject.
Hell is pretty much here because you have to deal with situations. Some people is not strong enough to deal with situations. Peer pressure.
True.
You got a life. Bunch of shit. Life. Stress.
I agree.
Stress is the number one killer. People can't handle it. Oh, so many people worry
everybody
about
kill themselves.
How they gonna pay their bills the next day if they lose their job.
Facts.
How they gonna do this? How they gonna do that? When you're dead, you don't have none of those problems.
Well, that's why I gotta interject. New Easy, I gotta interject on you, my brother. Here it goes. What New Easy says, I agree 100%. Now, the part about debt.
Who the fuck is New Easy?
And you
that's the part of his name. Yeah.
You don't EV boy?
All right, let's go back. All right, here it goes. When you die, you gotta remember now, since none of us never die, we don't know what really happens when we die.
That's what I'm saying, so that's why
I interject, because Easy says that when we're dead, we don't have to worry about that. We don't know that.
While we're here, real talk, we don't know that.
Lonnie, I ain't gonna lie, my beliefs say that if you are good, you go to heaven, if you're bad, you go to hell. But because since we never got there, we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, I've been alive all my life.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And Lonnie, I gotta ask you a question, Lonnie. Yeah. Anybody that died in your family will come back and tell you how it is?
Nah, nobody ever told me no shit.
That's what I'm saying. So we gotta go by our beliefs.
I'm still waiting for a motherfucker to come back.
Babe! Like, look. Lonnie, stay alive, nigga. Yeah. You shitting hard over here. Like, we don't know what it's like on the other side. We think it's easy. Like, we know motherfuckers that kill themselves. Like, fuck that shit, I can't take no. Bang! Nigga, that shit might be even harder than this shit.
Doesn't matter. Cause
it's some people out here that when you kill yourself, and you go through that over and over again, according to your belief.
That's hell.
Over again. Yeah.
And if you believe in heaven and hell, hell is your worst experience repeated over and over again.
Over again. Can you imagine going over some of your worst experience in life over and over again, and you're like, no, stop.
So all of a sudden things turn for the good. All of a sudden things turn for the good for an individual. That means that God did that.
You mean if
that means that God? That means that God did that.
Oh, if everything
that
goes good.
That means that God did that.
That means
that you put yourself around good people.
You bowling?
That
yo.
You know what I mean?
You bowling?
Yeah, let's leave this too.
All right.
Come on, let's go bowling. Religion is a subject we can be on for the next year.
That's why they got the Old Testament and New Testament. That shit could go on and on and on. And on.
Thank you guys for listening. This is the After Hours episode 1.
I think the Bible was written by a drunk nigga.
You got it on everything?
Everything.
Oh! Yes.
It was written.